Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is King Scott Radio and TV. This is The Singles Life. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring a show to you today that gives you some understanding of the price of a new relationship. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're into the new year. Things are starting to cook up. And we want to introduce to you some of the risks involved to make this happen properly. There are risks involved, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way that you can get around it, but life moves on. Past relationships do leave a stain, good or bad. In some cases, someone has moved on to that next life. In other cases, someone has moved on to that next person. King Scott Radio and TV tries to honor the faces of this. It could be any of us, you, me, your uncle, your mother, your father. It could be anyone. So we're going to bring this to a understanding of the risk involved. I like to say that love has always been a risky business, but it's necessary. But keep one focus, ladies and gentlemen. God always loves you. The good, the bad, the ugly. Like he said, my ways are not your ways. We find our lives evolving once again. It's changing and reshaping itself to a new beginning. That life that we so care about, those times that we so cherish, are sometimes wrapped up in an individual, male or female, or it could be the love of a child. It could be a lot of things. But here we're talking about relationships, the price of a new relationship, the getting to know one another, the understanding that two people want to be friends and they begin to climb that ladder of understanding. I like to say that each step is a new beginning, but it's also incorporated in fun. It's wrapped up in your smile. It's casual in the sense that we're just kicking it and we're trying to see if it's something that can work. There are some things that you should look out for. It tends to zoom. And when I say that, my meaning is this: the emotions, the looks. You like the way his skin tone is. You have an affection for the way he talks. When he raps to you, it holds your attention. And on the woman's side, well, he looks at your beautiful eyes and he sees your vivacious body. And those things excite him, and he thinks about the complexities of it, the touching of it, the understanding of it. All that is a process, the price of a new relationship. Some of you are discovering value in dealing with older men. Some of you are understanding the value of dealing with younger women. It seems that older men have a better understanding of who you are and who you want to be, and they have the resources to help you get there. That could be an attractive factor sometimes. And in a man's eyes, he looks at a younger woman and he says, well, you know, she's a lot more flexible. She's a lot more understanding of what I'm looking for. She's not easily debated with. It's like it's a line that some fall into, and it's okay. Well, look, yeah, I can try that. You've maybe seen a little more than me. I can look into that. Let's explore. Well, that exploration is lifelong. It can change you. It can reshape you and mold you to be something that you either want to be or don't want to be. That's the value. That's the cost of the new relationship. But we want to talk about the upside for right now. And then later in the show, we're going to have a discussion in reference to the downside, the set in the ways side, that I don't know what you're doing side. You know, we all get there at some point in time. This is King Scott Radio and TV. I will be your host. And I'm going to dip in a song. I'm going to flex it up a little bit. Give you something to think about. Stay tuned. King Scott Radio and TV.
Love all my enemies, 'cause it has.
My, ladies and gentlemen, that was Bishop Walter Hawkins, and whatever it is. See, love will do that for you and to you. And as you explore more into it, as you get to know the individual, you find out that there's a yearning for attention. And that attention breeds, well, it breeds a lot of things. And we have to be sensitive enough to receive it as it is. My belief is always that it starts with Jesus Christ, but that's just me. I like to say that in a new relationship, it's exciting, it's new, and it's innovative because you're dealing with an entity that is expanding your own imagination. As you expand his, he expands yours, and there you find the relationship that I need to talk to him. I need to call her. I need to see how baby girl is doing. I need to check him out. Hopefully everything is okay. The price of a new relationship. And it helps you to hold on to things. It helps you to cope with situations as you continue to move forward. And when this takes place, you begin to identify points of view. You begin to listen to a person's points of understanding. Clarity becomes an issue as to how someone else sees it that you're beginning to respect. And whether it's a man's wisdom or a female's wisdom, they're both needed in the equation to communicate. I like to say that I've experienced relationships over the years. I'm not a young man, but I am a man that has been around the block. And, you know, as you get older, you get wiser. At least you hope you do. Well, this is the time for you to get wiser. It's your time, whether you're young or old, to begin to understand that you're not in this alone, that there are others in a repetition with you. And that's where the communication comes in. And then there is the touching, the caressing, and the things that make the exploration of love even more exciting. Yeah, I've never felt a man like that. She is so soft and gentle. It's beyond our own understanding. You just hope that you are a part of that mechanism that triggers it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, it's a wonderful place. It's where dreams start. And you like to say that I'm in it to win it. And that's what you do. Your efforts are there. Your attention is there. Your motives are there. Now, for those of you who have bad motives, Mama always said it all comes out in the wash, both male and female. So these things will come up if you're doing something that's not right. But in the purity of a new relationship, hey, take flight and let it go and explore it to the uttermost stars. And you'll find your smile there. You'll find your happiness engulfed in a capsule that's full of emotions and things that make you say, woo woo. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to play another selection, and then we're going to wrap up this segment with a few cautious things that need to be said. And we're going to be right back at you. King Scott, radio and TV. Yeah. Oh, baby.
just how you feel. Gonna hold you back, but we've almost got it made. Now that we've caressed, a kiss so warm and tender, I can't wait till we reached that sweet moment of surrender.
Hope you like that, ladies and gentlemen. That was Mr. Johnny Briscoe, "Hang On In There, Baby." Ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to say to you now in conclusion to this particular broadcast, we are going to have a part two because there's more to say and there's more to do. I'm going to leave you with these three things to understand while you are on your way into this dream of a new relationship. First, trust until you have reason not to. That's very important. If you see signs of things that you're not pleased with, make sure that you keep them in the forefront of the relationship, not in the back. Hiding things and hiding feelings and emotions and expressions is damaging to any kind of friendship. It's growing, so you have to take care of it. It requires you nurturing it. And that goes for both sides, male and female. Trust until you have reason not to. The second thing that I would tell anyone, take the time to get to know each other. Don't rush. I understand that when you're in something new, it's exciting, it's expressive, but take time to get to know one another. I was in a relationship where I was so happy, I didn't know what to do, but there was one major problem. And that problem I could not overcome because it affected my health. For whatever reason, this person required that a room temperature would be 60 degrees. I could not survive under that. All the other things in the relationship was so wonderful. And you attempt to try to manage through difficult things. Something like that, because of the conditions that people bring into relationships, some things you just can't get over. And for me, that was a backbreaker. And I tell you that because it does happen. You try to work on it. You try to subsidize it. But in reality, a 60-degree room, for whatever reason, is detrimental to one party. And when you're talking about your health, no one wants to be sick in a relationship. So take time to get to know one another and look for these little things that are just deal breakers. They are there. Analyze them. Make sure that you see them for what they are. In other cases, maybe that could work for someone. I'm not sure. I know it did not work for me, but this is me. This is not you or your partner. So you have to evaluate these things very closely. Take the time to get to know one another. And it doesn't take forever, ladies and gentlemen, but take the time. The third thing, after you've done these two things, give your best. Absolutely, give your best. Always. It's important to put forth that effort when you have a good, solid relationship with a person. Make that thing work. Work it until it gets better and better and better. And that's when you can find happiness. That's not to say that there are not going to be some difficult days, because they are. We are human. But make sure that you are doing your 100% best and that they are attempting to do theirs. That's what makes it enriching. That's what makes it special. And that's what God has set aside for you and you only. So I'm going to close out with a tune, ladies and gentlemen, and then we're going to do a part two with this particular, the cost of a new relationship. This is the single's life, and we all have it, and we all kind of want to get away from it, but it is what it is. Stay tuned for your selection, King Scott Radio and TV.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. The hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
Yes.
I see you.
This has been King Scott Radio and TV, The Single's Life, The Cost of a New Relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have a part two. We'll let you know when we're going to get it all together. I hope you get into this and take the lessons that are trying to be expressed. As the station continues to evolve, we ask you to support us. We have a special donation box. We just ask for everyone to just send in $2 so that we can keep our programming going, keep our mission for Christ moving upward. That's what this station is about. That's what it's always going to be about. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking to you again. KingScottRadioTV.com.